This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscowain. Last night, after last-minute court appeals had failed, Roger Keith Coleman was executed in the electric chair in Virginia. He'd been found guilty in 1981 for the rape and murder of his sister-in-law. Coleman has maintained his innocence since then and presented his case in the national media. One person who believed in his innocence was Jim McCluskey. McCluskey founded Centurion Ministries, an organization that investigates cases of prisoners convicted to life imprisonment or death who claim that they had been wrongly accused. He took on Coleman's case in 1988, and he was with Coleman sitting for hours outside his jail cell up until the last minutes before the execution. Jim McCluskey joins us by telephone from Richmond, Virginia, which is near the Greensville Correction Center. Welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Marty. It's good to be with you.
What did you talk with Roger Keith Coleman about last night as you were waiting for his execution?
Well, there was just kind of a wide range of subjects. Kitty Behan, his attorney, and I were we joined Roger. He was in his cell, which is about I don't know, maybe an 8 by 12 foot cell that was located 10 feet from the door that led into the corridor that led into the electric chair room. And we were there from sitting in chairs right across from him outside his cell. We could touch him, reaching through the bars. And we were there from 6 to 10 minutes to 11, which was 10 minutes before the scheduled execution time. And we talked about a wide range of things, but I was just struck by his remarkable good humor. I mean, we literally, on several occasions in those hours, we had some genuine, not fake or artificial, laughs. We also, by the way, his last meal that he had requested was pepperoni pizza.
Hmm.
So, along with marshmallow, chocolate marshmallow cookies, and so we shared with him his last meal. They had delivered from the local Pizza Hut, which was probably an hour away because the pizza was so cold by the time it got to him and us. But each of us, we shared his large pepperoni pizza with him. A couple hours before the execution, he was very relaxed, extremely composed, in good humor. And then the closer, of course, we got, he maintained that and showed a remarkable degree of just dignity and quiet grace and courage.
How does his execution affect your commitment to your work?
That's what I told him last night when he and I had some private moments together. I was, you know, we were holding hands through the bars, and I was sitting on a chair, and he was sitting on the edge of his bed, and I told him, I said, Roger, I can't tell you how proud I am of you and the way you've conducted yourself, and to be able, it's a privilege to have worked for you, and what is happening to you tonight has just re-fired me, it re-inspired me to continue to work on behalf of the other Roger Colemans of the world. He said, well, that's what I was, if you hadn't said that, I was going to say that to you and ask you to please do that.
Do you have any doubts in your mind that he was innocent?
I have no doubt whatsoever that Roger Keith Coleman had absolutely nothing to do with that crime.
What makes you so sure?
Because I spent in the last, rather than reviewing all the details of the evidence, there are some things that you, Marty Moscowain, you know, and you might not be able to convince the other person, but you know it's true. And I know this is true because I lived in Grundy, Virginia, off and on over the last 4 years for about 5 months. I've met hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people whose doors I knocked on. And I've met the witnesses down there. I've talked to the people who are scared to come forward because the one person who did come forward was found dead the next day. That rung terror in the hearts of people. And I know Roger, I've spoken to witnesses both against and for Roger. And many people who have come forward to tell me in the privacy of their apartment or trailer that they know who really killed Wanda because that person has confessed to them. So I just know. I know in the bones, in my bones and in my mind and my heart, that he had nothing to do with it. The Commonwealth, there's no motivation. Absolutely no motivation. He got along great with the victim, his sister-in-law, and his wife, and his wife's family, who asked him to be, the victim's family, who asked him to be a pallbearer. I could go on and on as to why I have no doubts that he's innocent.
So where do you go next? Where you're going to be leaving Virginia pretty soon, I assume. Where do you go?
Richmond tomorrow morning, going back to Princeton. Mm-hmm. And spend all next week just kind of doing admin and a little fundraising work, and then I will be taking at least the first 3 weeks of June off, and I'm going down to some, I forget the name of the island, a friend's house in the, off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. Spend 3 weeks down there and a week within that with my parents in West Palm Beach.
Is that a way of kind of recovering from this case?
I need to. I'm exhausted, and I'm tired and I'm hurt and hurting, and I just have to get away from everything and get my batteries recharged and just think about a lot of things as well.
Jim McCluskey-Fant, thank you for joining us today on Fresh Air.
Thank you very much for having me and allow me to talk.
Jim McCluskey was with Roger Keith Coleman last night before he was electrocuted in Virginia. McCluskey founded Centurion Ministries, which is an organization that investigates claims by prisoners facing life sentences or death that they've been wrongly accused. This is Fresh Air.